It can be done. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the concept, It Can Be Done. We have a brain, and that brain is programmable. That brain can be trained to do anything that we want it to do. If we want that brain to think happy thoughts, it'll think happy thoughts. If we want it to think unhappy thoughts, it'll think unhappy thoughts. If we want that brain to be a genius, it'll be a genius. If we want it to be sickly, it'll be sickly. Whatever we choose our brain to be, our brain will be, because it listens to us. Now, we have known this for a long time. We have known this forever, that our brain is trainable. We know that our brain is malleable to whatever direction we want to utilize it and put it into motion for ourselves. But we have chosen to use it the way someone else uses it. I don't know, the way humanity uses it, the way race consciousness uses it, the way circumstances use it, and we call that a necessary thing. We call that something that we have no control over, and we have all the control in the world over it. But we don't take control over it. We don't take control over it because we don't think we have it. Now, if I told you that you could take this lever, and when you pull the lever forward, the car will go forward. When you put the lever in the middle, the car will sit still. And when you put the lever in the back, the car will go backwards. And you say, well, that's simple enough. So you're sitting there, and I scream at you, and I say, pull the lever, pull the lever. And you haven't made up your mind yet which way you want to pull the lever, so you pull it, and you go forward, and you bang into something. I said, don't pull the lever, push the lever, push the lever, push the lever. And you push the lever, and you push the lever, and the car goes backwards. And you say, oh my God, I banged into something else. And someone says, stop, put it in the middle, put it in the middle, put it in the middle. And you're right in the process of going along smoothly and wonderfully forward. And so you pull it in the middle. You follow the instructions that you get from the outside. Not the instructions that you're getting from the inside, but you follow the instructions you get from the outside, and the car stops. The vehicle stops. You don't go forward, you don't go backwards, you don't do anything. And you say, well, what happened? You know, what happened? And what happened was that when we do not take charge of our own conditioning, we do not have the response that we want to have. Now you say, well, that's obvious. Of course, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. But do you believe that? Do you believe that's the way it works? And have you looked at yourself and said to yourself, that's the way it works? Have you then, after having said to yourself, that's the way it works, have you conditioned yourself? Have you positioned yourself? Have you decided how you're going to react to life? Well, the answer is no. We have not decided how we're going to react to life because we don't know that we have permission to do so. Just like we don't know we have permission to live, we don't know we have permission to die, we don't know we have permission to do anything. Well, we don't have permission. We have to give ourselves the permission. And we give ourselves the permission to do anything by putting it into our thought. We say, I can do this, and then we go and do it. We say, I'm a genius, and then we go forth and then we're a genius. We say, I'm a stupid one, we go forth and we're stupid. It all depends on what we want to call ourselves. And if we want to call ourselves something limited, then that is what we do. Now, we've been reading a lot about the 10,000 brain cells, stem brain cells, that are born new every day in our brain. And we've been reading a lot about how we can direct those brain cells, and we can give them the right attitude of life to live. We can give them the direction that we want them to go. We've been reading all about this, and scientists are coming up with all sorts of techniques to do this, and it's quite lovely. And it all boils down to one simple thing. what is it that you would like to do with your brain? What is it you would like to do with your thinking system? What would you like to do with your attitudes toward life? What would you like to do? Now, you decide, okay, what I'd like to do with my attitude toward life is to live a happy, healthy, wholesome, beneficial life, that I'm wealthy and enjoying all the good things in life. That's what I really want to do. Nothing more. That satisfies me just fine and dandy. And then we look at the rest of the world and we say, oh, isn't that a nice car? I'd like one like that. Isn't that a nice house? I'd like one like that. Isn't that a nice wife or husband? I'd like one like that. Aren't those beautiful children? I'd like my children to be like that. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful? You see, we miss the boat by pretending that we're not in charge. We miss the boat by pretending that we are not the ones who make the decision about who and what we are and what we experience in life. We say, wouldn't it be nice? And so long as we say, wouldn't it be nice, we are telling our brain, I haven't made up my mind yet. I haven't decided yet what I want to be. I haven't decided yet what's important for me. And so the brain just sort of idles away and does nothing, perhaps gets into trouble because it listens to other things that are going on and thinks those are exciting. Yes, it's really quite amazing. There was a young man, article written about him recently, saying that he is a rather fantastic person. And the article explains that this young man likes himself, and he thinks that all women are beautiful. He thinks that every being on the face of the earth is a wonderful person. He lives this, he believes this, he knows this. This is the only thing that is truth for him, and this is what he goes around sharing wherever he goes. Every woman he has ever met is indeed enthralled with him. Any man he has ever met thinks he's just the most wonderful guy that you could ever imagine. Everybody in his world likes him because he likes himself. And because he likes himself, everybody thinks he's wonderful. Now, isn't that an interesting concept? Everybody likes him because he likes himself. Everybody thinks he's wonderful because he thinks he's wonderful. Now, can you and I do something like that? Can we think such thoughts? Can we think that we're wonderful and have everybody like us and think we're wonderful? Well, this fellow does not go around thinking that other people are wonderful. This fellow goes around thinking that he is wonderful. He goes around seeing everybody as a reflection of himself. And as he sees everyone as a reflection of himself, everyone is radiant and beautiful, just like he is. Everyone is fantastic, just like he is. Everyone is desirable, just like he is. Everyone is super, just like he is. Now, it's not a matter that he sees others that way. This is how he sees himself. He looks out of his eyes. His eyes are beautiful, and he sees a beautiful world. He listens with his ears, and he has beautiful ears, and he hears the beautiful things in the world. He feels the sensitivity, he touches another person. And because first he has touched himself and he said, oh, that feels so good. When he touches another person, they say, oh, that feels so good. Oh my. That is so gentle, so caring, so loving, so sensitive. Wow, ooh, isn't that wonderful? Now, this is how he does it. How do you do it? How do I do it? How do we think about ourselves? Do we think that we are just wonderful? Do we think that we are just fantastic? Do we think that we are beautiful? Do we think that we are desirable? Do we think that we are the most wonderful beings on the face of the earth? Do we think that everybody in this entire universe sees us just like we see ourselves? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everyone in the universe sees us just like we see ourselves. Now, ask yourself, how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself as a human being? How do you see yourself as a divine being? How do you see yourself as anything? Do you see yourself as a desirable person, as an enjoyable person, as a handsome or beautiful person? Do you see yourself as a person who is just so exciting and so wonderful that the world just can't stop loving you? And it doesn't want to stop loving you because you're so lovable. And you love yourself. You love the world. You love everything. You are training your brain to recognize the truth about yourself. And the truth about yourself, the only truth about yourself, is that you are a wonderful, fantastic, beautiful being. Just absolutely beautiful. Absolutely stupendous. Absolutely wonderful. Now, is this who you really are? Is this who you really are? Are you really wonderful? Are you really stupendous? Are you really fantastic? Are you really the most wonderful being on the face of the earth? Are you really the most delightful, glorious being on the face? You can say that. You can say that. That's perfectly okay. And when you say that, what do you say? When you say that, do you say, yes, it is so? Yes, it is so? When you say, yes, it is so, then it is so. When you say, no, it is not so, then it is not so. What is it that you say about yourself? What is it that you believe about yourself? What is it that you know about yourself? Whatever it is that you believe and know about yourself, this is who you are. Whatever you believe and know about yourself, this is who and what you are. Whatever you believe and know about yourself, this is who and what you are. Now, to be who and what you are, to live who and what you are, takes a great deal of awareness. It takes a great deal of awareness because what it does, it requires of you that you like yourself, that you absolutely like yourself. Now, when you absolutely like yourself, then all your world is a glorious, wonderful experience. When you don't like yourself, your world is not a glorious experience. So, do you like yourself? Do you like yourself? Are you going to like yourself? Do you think you're wonderful? Do you think you're fantastic? Do you think you're fabulous? If you do, then that's all that really matters, isn't it? That's all that matters. Your brain, my brain, is just waiting for me to proclaim the truth about myself. My brain is just waiting for me to know who and what I am. My brain is just waiting for me to be all that I am. And I am all that I am right now. Are you all that you are right now? I would say yes, because you're in my world. So you have to be all that you are right now. And you are fantastic. You are glorious. You are super. You are stupendous. You are ideal. You are, without a doubt, the most wonderful experience that the world has ever known, and how great that is. Now, are you willing to stand up for this? Are you willing under all circumstances to say, yes, I am wonderful? Can you fall in a mud puddle and stand up and look like somebody who is just who's just walked out of the band box, who's just walked out of a lovely department store with the most beautiful clothes in the world? Can you, no matter what the circumstances are, if people throw bad thoughts at you, can you know the truth about yourself and be untouched by them? When the world hurls epithets against you and you listen to them and you hear them and you say, that's not me, and then you go about your business not feeling guilty that it might be you, because truly it's not. But the thing is, we believe things about ourselves just because they're said. This is true of many people. They say things that they don't know anything about, and when they say it, then that causes us to believe it. Now, why do we believe it? Why do we believe things about ourselves that are truly not true? Why do we believe it, and why do we continually believe it? Well, we believe it because we have not trained our brain. Now, my brain is trained to know that I'm whole and perfect. My brain is trained to know that all is in divine order. My brain is trained to know that I am wonderful, that I am fantastic, that I am desirable, that I'm a great being. My brain is trained to know that, and I don't say that tongue-in-cheek. I don't say I'm a great person, and then I have little doubt in my mind about how great I am. I don't say how successful I am, and then I doubt how successful I am. I know with every word I speak, and every thought I think, and every action I take, I am fantastic. I know that. I am that, and that's all that matters. Now, where do you stand on your level of life? Where do I stand on mine? I know where I stand. I stand absolutely perfect, wonderful, successful, marvelous right now. I feel that I am the allness right now. I know that I am training my brain to carry out the activities of life that I think are important for me. And my brain, without hesitation, does exactly what I ask it to do. My brain says, hey, you're the thinker. You're the one who's bringing these wonderful concepts into motion here. I merely carry them out by taking them into my working system and bringing them forth. You are the thinker. So I tell myself, and I know that. I am the thinker. I am the thinker. I am the thinker. I am the thinker. And how wonderful that is. I am the thinker. When we can have this be our total thought all of our life, then we are the thinker. Then everything that we want, everything that we do, everything that we are, we experience. Okay, now, we have discussed that for the moment. Now, what is it you want your brain to think? I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. Every organ, action, and function of my body is perfect. I am surrounded by harmonious beings. And on and on and on with every glorious thought that I can ever imagine. And I say I'm independently wealthy. And I mentally see myself enjoying all the things that being independently wealthy is. I see myself having all the nice clothing that I enjoy, the nice house that I enjoy, the nice car that I enjoy, the nice furniture that I enjoy, the nice meals that I enjoy, the nice company that I enjoy, the nice world, family that I enjoy. And everyone is totally harmonious with everything that I am. And it's wonderful. But I've taken time to play the game, to build the picture, and I have it now. Are you ready to take your time and play the game and build the picture in your life? If you are, then you have it right now, too. It's a matter of our choice. And I say, I know my choice. Now, do you know your choice? Well, if you know your choice, then you experience your choice. If you don't know your choice, you don't experience it. Simple as that. So join with me today in knowing your choice and in experiencing your choice and in just having the time of your life now and forevermore. My goodness, I love you. I love you. I love you.